Okay, I'd like to just say a bit about a bit more about karma, and then we'll go into the practice. This is related to the practice that we'll be doing. So I'm going to lead us in a guided meditation, and then what we're going to do is a bit of dialoguing around what you noticed in the meditation. So I just wanted to also say that reflecting on karma also means remembering how far we've come. So the conditioning that we're arriving with now also includes all of our practice up to this point. So I appreciated the lead practice that we did last night, the gratitude practice. And I think it's really important for us to just keep remembering that, especially when things get quite hard. Remember when we've really got everything we need. And appreciating the efforts we've made up to this point. And enjoying the fruits of that of those efforts, you know. I so enjoy being a more positive person than I used to be. It's so much easier. So in the Satipatthana Sutta, which some of you may be familiar with, this way of reflecting and meditating is included in the last foundation of mindfulness, the Dhammas section of the Sutta, which includes the 7 enlightenment factors. So I just want to pull those out because this is what we're going to be exploring a bit in the meditation I'm going to lead. So 7 enlightenment factors, mindfulness. We've already talked about bringing mindfulness to the fore on this retreat. Investigation of Dhammas. So our capacity to turn towards what is arising our experience and see how it really is versus how it appears. So seeing the lakshanas of impermanence, emptiness, and the fact that when we cling, there's suffering. And then sorting out what mental states actually give rise to suffering and which ones bring freedom, emancipation, expansion, openness, whatever words work for you. So investigation of Dhammas. Energy, virya, joy, sukha, tranquility, I don't know the Pali for that word, concentration, ekagata, or sometimes samadhi, depending on, well, samadhi is often referred to as full and complete, whereas ekagata is more of a one-pointedness in each sit. Ekagata's conditioned, samadhi is unconditioned. And equanimity, upekkha. So mindfulness, investigation of Dhammas, energy, joy, tranquility, concentration, and equanimity. And then so we can be aware of these states, both in and out of meditation, when the enlightened factors are present, even though they're still conditioned and they therefore they are subject to impermanence, we can still know them, and we can work creatively with them, so using the 4 right efforts. And one way I like to remember this is to recognize so I'm using my own language here, so what I would call a more awake mental state, to recognize a more awake mental state, to allow it to mature, which comes through familiarization, getting used to it. Oh, that's what joy feels like. I've never let myself feel joy before. Wow, that's amazing. Shut it down. Next time joy comes up, wow, that's what joy feels like. I kind of know this. Yeah, I can hang with it for a little while. Shut it down. So it takes time, doesn't it, to familiarize ourselves with these states. And then finally, being able to dwell in them with unshakable confidence. That's me when I'm full of joy. And I can be with this for as long as it lasts. Unshakable confidence in the fruit. So recognition, maturation, dwelling in. Okay, so we're going to do a meditation. One thing I want you to do is just be really aware of, yeah.
What came after recognition and between dwelling in and
yes, maturation or familiarization,
yes.
Getting used to it. So yeah, right now, while I'm talking, just be aware of your what's coming up for you in response to what I'm saying, because this material can bring up resistance, or it can bring up pride. It can bring up different things depending on our relationship to it. So just be aware of what's there. And what I'm going to ask you to do is hold whatever's there in obeisance. So hold it provisionally and just be open for the next 40 minutes to what might happen now, yeah, in these amazing conditions. So I'm gonna lead us in a practice where we're gonna drop into breath awareness, and then I'm gonna guide us through recognition of some of the dhyana factors that might be present just now. Eventually there'll be an opportunity for us to open to hopefully is a more concentrated state, and then knowing that more concentrated state. So that's what I'm guiding us in. I'm not gonna give you a lot of input on the dhyana factors, but again, I don't think I said this earlier, but anything, obviously you can follow up in your own study on this retreat, or your meditation reviewer can help you with more input. Okay, so finding a comfortable seat, you're all looking pretty good. Some of you already have your eyes closed, so closing the eyes when you feel ready. So letting all the words drop away. You don't need to remember anything. Feeling into the points of contact with the ground. What it feels like to be sat here. Letting the weight of the body drop down into the earth. And then aware of the upper body rising into space. Just noticing if there's any holding back from taking up the space that you occupy. Maybe on the in-breath, encouraging the body to expand into that space a bit more. And just for a moment, aware of sounds. Just letting sounds come and go. So we're going to begin to turn towards the breath now. So directing the mind to sensations of air coming and going in the body. And as we direct the mind, we can set an intention to meet this experience with curiosity. So how is it to breathe? I'll give you a few tips of what kinds of things you might get interested in here. The temperature of the breath. Its depth. How long it lasts. The texture of the breath. So is it fine like silk or coarse like sand? How is it? You might get interested in where you can feel the breath in the body. Is it around the nose or top lip? Is it at the back of the throat? The rising and falling of the chest? Expansion, contraction of the belly? How is it? And if the mind has wandered, you may have already noticed that and naturally come back to the breath. So we're directing the mind to the breath and then we're redirecting and working on sustained attention, attending to the breath. As many times as that takes. You could even celebrate a moment of distraction when you become aware of it. Ah, a moment of awareness. Fantastic. Come back to the breath. How is it? So depending on how settled the mind is just now, you may want to just keep coming back to the breath, staying with the breath, or if you feel sufficiently absorbed, it doesn't need to be much, just enough. One thing you could get curious about is where there may be places where tension is beginning to release in the body. This can be very subtle in the beginning. But any place that feels like there's an opening or a sense of expansion or movement of energy, a tingling or a bubbling up, or a warmth, or maybe it's visual, maybe there's a sense of light, color, space. Maybe there's just a very subtle sense of okayness and contentment just now. So the invitation is to shift the focus of your awareness to those sensations, whatever they are, wherever they are. And begin to dwell in them. How is it? So we're directing the mind and attending to any sensations that have the taste of freedom. Letting them be as they are. And also maybe enjoying them a bit. Could even just be the absence of pain in the body. Or a sense of feeling quite solid in your posture. any point you get lost or confused, you can always come back to the breath, bringing curiosity to how it is. But if you've been working with these sensations that have the taste of freedom, you might notice that as they change or even subside, they give way to a deeper joy or sense of peace in the body, sense of ease, calm. Deep wellness. So if there's any flavor of that, just directing the mind now to those sensations. How is that? We're just going to take a moment to get curious about the clarity of the mind just now. How things are arising in that mind. If there's a stillness there, an openness. You might even have a sense that thoughts and emotions can come and go within this mind with less of a habit to move towards or push away. So just notice how it is. Thank you.